Our scripture reading this evening continues with Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 19 through 30. And Paul says, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to see you soon, so that I may be encouraged by hearing about you. I have no one like him. He is a person who genuinely cares about your well-being. All the others put their own business ahead of Jesus Christ's business. You know his character, how he labors with me for the gospel like a son works for his father. So he is the one that I hope to send as soon as I find out how things turn out here for me. I trust in the Lord that I will also visit you soon. I think it is also necessary to send Epaphroditus to you. He is my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, and he is your representative who serves my needs. He misses you all, and he was upset because you heard he was sick. In fact, he was so sick that he nearly died. But God had mercy on him, and not just on him, but also on me, because his death would have caused me great sorrow. Therefore, I am sending him immediately, so that when you see him again, you can be glad and I won't worry. So welcome him in the Lord with great joy and show great respect for people like him. He risked his life and almost died for the work of Christ, and he did this to make up for the help you couldn't give me. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Paul's letter to the Philippians always kind of strikes me as the happy-go-lucky letter, I guess you could say. And given the circumstances from he was experiencing when he wrote it, you would not expect it to be as joyful as it is. My grandma Jensen, in her career, was a secretary for A&R Pipeline in the office up in Big Rapids, and as such, she was a prolific typewriter user. We would send her cards, especially after we moved to Detroit. We would send her mail, you know, because Grandma Jo was a big part of our lives. When we lived in Reed City, you know, we'd get done with church, and Grandma and Grandpa Dellinger would call us at 1 o'clock on the dot, and then we'd go to Grandma Jensen's house, and we'd play at Grandma's house and have dinner, and then we'd come home. So when we moved to Metro Detroit, and we moved in with my other grandparents, as wonderful as that was on one hand, we missed the weekly interaction with Grandma Jo. So we'd write to Grandma, and she never failed. She would always write us back, but it was always on the typewriter, and then she'd sign her name. When I read Paul's letter to the Philippians, I think of those letters I'd get from Grandma. Because the letters I'd get from Grandma were always, what's going on in school? Are you staying encouraged with what you're doing? Especially the earlier letters. Have you made new friends at your new school? Are you being helpful with Jonathan? Because he was not quite two when we moved. When I see you again, I will make sure you are loaded with your favorite cookies. Molasses ginger cookies for Christina and peanut butter cookies for William. And when Jonathan grows some teeth, he can have the lemon cookies because those were his favorite. Anyway, I read Paul's letter to the Philippians and I am mindful of my grandmother's letters. Paul was in prison. He was in prison when he was writing this letter, being persecuted for having a complete 180 in his own life, because you remember that Paul, when he was Saul, was one who was persecuting Christians himself. And the things he is telling the Philippians is to do these things joyfully, to recognize each other in Christ joyfully, to serve each other joyfully. And in this passage, in this part, it's that part of joyful hospitality. Paul is getting ready to send Timothy and Mr. E, because I'm not saying that name again, sending Mr. E back to them. Now, Timothy is Paul's cohort, and Mr. E comes from Philippi, and he's sending them both back to them. And the letter admonishes them to be thankful that they are there and to be warm and open and exhibit hospitality with them. Now, when we hear hospitality now, you think about hospitality services. Well, that's the hotel people, right? When you go to Disneyland or Disney World, you're dealing with hospitality services. Those are the people who are working in the hotel part of the resort. When you think about hospitality, if you're extending hospitality to someone, you're inviting them over for dinner, or you're offering a spare bedroom for out-of-town guests to stay in. Paul's hospitality goes deeper than that. Paul's hospitality and Paul's explanation of and definition of hospitality involves extending Christ to them, involves sharing Christ with the newcomer to the community, involves recognizing and honoring the Christ light shining in the newcomer to town. Hospitality in the, you know, making the meal and sharing the bed and driving around town and making sure all things are set up, as wonderful as all of that is, and it's all wonderful things and things that we need to do more of. But deeper, hospitality is a spiritual discipline, right? Is being mindful of the Christ light shining in your guest, right? Paul is telling the people in Philippi, I'm sending these two to you. And I love that phrase. I love that line. He says, therefore I am sending, he's talking about Epaphroditus. And he says, therefore I am sending him immediately so that when you see him again, you can be glad and I won't worry. I'm sending him so you can be happy and I can quit worrying, is what Paul is saying. Paul's not worried about himself sitting in prison. It is what it is. He knows what he's doing and he knows why he's there and he feels God's presence in the whole thing. But he's extending hospitality to the Philippians by sending Timothy and sending Epaphroditus and sending the letter. And he's teaching them where he says, remember to extend Christ and to recognize Christ being extended to you. Being church was a whole new thing. This was not something that they'd had generations of experience doing. Unlike those of us here at Ithaca First, where we've got how many generations in 149 years worth of extending hospitality, right? This was brand new. He was encouraging them to be like family. I think about the people that you invite to come stay at your house. The ones that are not case in point of that old adage that house guests are like fish, they start to stink after 3 days, right? Think about the house guests you don't mind having around all the time, right? They're the ones that feel like family. That's what he's encouraging them here, is to be church family. It says, so welcome him in the Lord with great joy and show great respect for people like him. Welcome him in the Lord with joy and show great respect for people like him. He risked his life and almost died for the work of Christ, and he did this to make up for the help you couldn't give me. The Philippians had sent Epaphroditus to Paul to help bolster him, to extend a little hospitality long distance-wise. And so when we think about hospitality as a spiritual discipline, it's less about the meal and more about the conversation, right? It's less about getting the bed sheets changed and more about the sitting down and talking about our Lord and Savior and the miracles that have been done on our behalf. So in a few moments of silent reflection, I want you to think about the times that hospitality has been extended to you, the times that you have extended hospitality to others, and I know you've all done it. And I want you to think about how your definition of hospitality might change so that it's more broad and more overreaching than the narrow definition we sometimes give it.